Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply become a kid again. Become a kid again. Think about it, my friends. We often may reflect on what life was like when we were little children. Seemed like there were no worries, no cares. Everything was great. And as much as we got older and dreamed of the day that we could drive cars and have our own careers and raise our own families, there's something on the inside of us that still remembers all of the wonders of being a child. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that those who excel in business are those who master the art of becoming a kid again. Because there are many things that we can learn from our childhood that will help us grow in business. I like to say, my friends and neighbors, that there are four key elements that if you embrace them just like the children do, that there's no way we will not excel as professionals in every aspect of our businesses. The KIDS acronym, K-I-D-S, are those four key elements to becoming a dynamic professional. And they're all lessons that we can take from KIDS. That K in our KIDS acronym reminds us that kids are thirsty for knowledge. Yes, my friends and neighbors, kids always want to learn. Think of it. Sesame Street, Dora the Explorer, Barney, and all the other kids shows when we were coming up, Schoolhouse Rock, that taught kids the things they wanted to know. Those were the shows that they watched, shows that were learning based. They watched things that taught them how to spell, that taught them how to count, that taught them how to read, that taught them their colors. They were interested in learning. You know that kids are fascinated with learning because they ask so many questions. They'll ask, why is the sky blue? Why do cats climb trees? What's up there in the moon? What is the moon made of? Have you ever been there? Can I go there? Kids ask all kinds of questions because they recognize how much they don't know, and they're committed to bridging that gap. Have you recognized, my friends and neighbors, how much you don't know? And are you committed to bridging that gap? Kids read books, Dr. Seuss, The Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham. You know, grown people, on the other hand, invest very little time in reading anything. We can go buy a car and never read the owner's manual. Go buy a large electronic or an appliance and we'll never read the manual. We have to figure it out on our own because our level of commitment to learn is not like the level of a child. If you really want to know if you're thirsty for knowledge, if you've got that kid component in you, all you've got to do is ask yourself the following questions. How many books have you read this month? When was the last time you spoke to your mentors? How much time do you spend rereading books? And do you spend more hours in a week on entertainment or education and professional development? Yes, my friends and neighbors, the answers to those questions will identify how our thirst for knowledge either is growing or shrinking. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, become a kid again. Recognize there's so many things that we don't know. The libraries, the bookstores are filled with information, and it's great for us to embrace it and learn. That I in our KIDS acronym reminds us that kids are insensitive. The younger the kid, the more insensitive they are. You take a kid that's just now starting to learn how to walk. Think about how many times they fall. They don't cry. They don't pout. They get back up and start walking again. As they get older, they grow sensitivity because grown people teach them that. But they don't take anything personal. Kids are not even impacted by what you think. You know, what we think about a child doesn't matter. Have you ever seen a kid in a public place, a little bitty baby, you know, 3-4 years old? That 3-year-old will put his or her finger in a nose, then take that same finger, put it in a mouth. They don't care. If they want to scratch, they scratch. If they're itching in public, they'll scratch in public. Doesn't matter where. They have zero sensitivity. And my friends, I guarantee you that when we develop a thick skin like a child, zero sensitivity, we can excel. That means that we go into presentations not presupposing what the other parties might think about what we have to offer. That means we sit down and communicate, not trying to assume whether or not people are going to like us or not. That means that we're not looking for approval. If we like it, enjoy it. And then other people will come around and want to enjoy the same thing. My friends and neighbors, not only are kids thirsty for knowledge, not only are they insensitive, but kids are deliberate. They're focused on the task until it's done. You ever seen a 3-year-old try to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? I mean, they're locked in. They're not thinking about anything else. Watch it when they watch television. You can do all kinds of things. You can have a conversation with somebody in the background and they're not paying attention. They're locked in on what they're focused on. Kids are deliberate. And in business, if we can develop that same level of focus, that same level of intensity in everything we do, we will always get better results. That kid's deliberate. That kid is sitting in front of the television and nothing else is on that kid's mind except that TV. You ever seen a kid play a video game? It can be a fire in the house. It doesn't make a difference. They're locked in on that video game. You ever seen a kid playing in a sandbox? They're in that sandbox. They're focused. They could stay out there for hours. You've got to call them in because they are so deliberate that that's why they get things done. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the focus get things done, and the unfocused always run from project to project and never accomplish anything. That S in our kids acronym reminds us that kids need structure. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they thrive on structure. They've got a time for bed, a time for bath, a time for TV, time for dinner and lunch, time to do their homework. Kids are on a strict schedule. They've got a time to wake up in the morning. They know when they're supposed to brush their teeth and wash their faces. Kids know they have a strict schedule. And those children that are structured end up thriving so much better. Parents make sure that kids have structure. A 3-year-old doesn't stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning. Teenagers may do that, but not the kids. That little child doesn't stay up till 3. He has a bedtime. And there's going to be a story read to the child before the child goes to bed. The list goes on and on. What type of structure have you implemented in your daily life? Do you have a time for bed, a time for bath, a time for entertainment, and a time for education, a time to focus on growing your business, a time for those types of things? Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge us all to become more like children. We'll only do better in our businesses when we do. Listen, I hope you enjoy this training session. And I'd like to make you a guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.